Another WWE Hall of Fame entrant is announced. And what is going on with Hulk Hogan and what are his desires as far as wrestling? This is PWR Tonight, a special Monday edition for February 12, 2018. Welcome, fans, to the Pro Wrestling Report, PWR Tonight. Damian Nelson coming to you here from the PWR studios, a special Monday edition. In the absence of primetime this week, which does return next Monday night, by the way, I decided to bring you a special edition of PWR Tonight on a rare Monday. As you know, this show typically airs on Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Thursdays, but you never know when we're going to bring you a little bit extra. So be sure to subscribe to the Pro Wrestling Report right now, right here on YouTube, and never miss an episode and get those notifications when we do post new episodes, including unexpected ones like this. Subscribe to us right now on YouTube. With that, let's get to today's hot news. WWE earlier today announcing another entrant into the class of 2018 for the Hall of Fame. That will be former women's champion Ivory on her way to the big class and the Hall of Fame. Ivory, of course, formerly of GLOW, actually, where she got her start, GLOW Wrestling. Many of you remember that outfit from back in the 80s. I, of course, remember it tremendously, watching it on Saturday nights, late night on Channel 18 in Milwaukee, right before POW, which was Powerful Women of Wrestling. I don't know how they got to POW, but it worked. But they didn't have a Godiva or a Big Bad Mama, so they weren't as good as GLOW. But congratulations to Ivory. Very well deserved. She is on her way to a Hall of Fame induction in New Orleans as part of WrestleMania weekend. Speaking of WrestleMania weekend, you of course know that we are throwing the biggest party of the weekend with our celebrity host Kevin Nash, and that show will be emceed by SoCal Val. Tickets are available for that at pwrshow.com. But one other thing we're offering during WrestleMania weekend is a chance to experience WrestleMania in the Superdome in a private luxury suite. We have just two tickets left to join myself and David Hero and Linda Kay in the suite at the Superdome for WrestleMania. We're going to be in suite number 318, right in the lower level of suites, with a great view of the stage and the set. And in that suite, you'll get food and drink as well. Tickets available, only two of them, right now at pwrshow.com. We just released those two tickets. Keep in mind, our suite has been sold out for the last several months. However, we did find an opportunity to release two more seats in the suite. You can grab those and scoop those up right now only at pwrshow.com, and when they're gone, they're gone. Former WWE star and WWE Hall of Famer Hulk Hogan had some words to say to TMZ late last week regarding his desire to return to WWE. As you know, Hogan was released from the company and his contract and his legend status within the company after the release of his sex tapes and some racist remarks on said tapes, for which he subsequently would sue the outfit that released it, Gawker.com, who's now out of business, and get multi-million dollar settlement from same said company. If he ever sees that money, will be a story left to be told, though. But Hogan has said many things, including trying to sort of position himself to be a part of Raw 25. And from what we understand, that was heavily considered and could have almost been moving in motion, but WWE ultimately decided not to do so. But here's what Hogan had to say to TMZ after he and Ric Flair did an event, a Q&A event, at the Hard Rock in Tampa, Florida, late last week. And I quote, ladies and gentlemen, Hogan said this: "A lot of wrestlers I stay in contact with, I have a lot of friends up there, and a lot of people in the office, they all know who I am. For me, I'd love to change that last story that was told with Hulk Hogan's career. I'd love to get back in the fold, get back on the inside, and correct a lot of stuff." Hogan would continue to say, "It has to be the perfect timing for both sides. We're all on good terms and we're working towards the same goal. Hopefully, I'll be able to be back with my wrestling family someday soon." Now, Ric Flair, who was also there, said the following: "We look forward to that." And that Ric Flair also confirming that he himself will never be stepping back into a wrestling ring. So, we'll see what happens. I would expect that down the road at some point, eventually, Hulk Hogan will be back in WWE. It's just a matter of when. And, you got to tread lightly when you're dealing with someone who has had the exposure, pun intended, that he has, and you are a publicly traded company as WWE is. So that is tonight's edition of PWR Tonight. I want to remind you again to subscribe to us, get the podcast, and join us again tomorrow night when we have a brand new edition of PWR Tonight right here on YouTube. And also, We return next Monday night with a brand new edition of the Pro Wrestling Report Prime Time. We got a lot of Be the Bookers coming up. Got Fastlane, Elimination Chamber, and we are, of course, on the road to WrestleMania. So pick up those sweet tickets right now, pwrshow.com. The last two sweet tickets available, and get your VIP ticket for the Shenanigans Party on Bourbon Street. Those tickets moving incredibly fast as well. Thank you for joining us. We will see you tomorrow for another edition of PWR Tonight.